Welcome to Divided Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha, and we've got a very special guest. Well, for those of you who tuned in last weekend, you already know, okay? You're ahead of the curve. However, before I pull back my guest from behind the curtain and bring her out into the studio again, I want to thank my great sponsors. All About You Wellness and Aesthetics, Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good, and your good friends Justin and Zena Mecha with Keller Williams Realty. So last weekend, for those of you jumping in now, you've got to play catch up, okay? And you're listening to this station, or you're listening to this show right now as you're driving in your car or as you're working in your office or whatever it may be. That's cool. However, afterwards, I want you to go to KJJR.com and I want you to pull up last weekend's show, or you can just check out our Facebook page. Go to Facebook, type in The Flathead Home Show, and you'll find it one of the most recently posted shows. My good friend Kristen Hook with First Montana Bank is right back in the studio because we were talking about your story, your transition, your resilience, your tenacity, and the mentor that you had, which brought you into the world of lending, which now today you help accomplish those dreams for your buyers and your sellers. And here's the thing though, we got into something that I said, we've got to continue this conversation, the restaurant world, which you and I both were in.
Absolutely. And we have flourished, haven't we? We've grown and thrived.
That's right. However, there was a lot of skill born in that restaurant world.
Yes. And I think truly learning from the ground up, learning every aspect of the restaurant is so key in success with working there.
So pay attention, servers and bartenders and baristas. This show is for you. So, Kristen, when we were chatting before we fired up these microphones and we were talking about how we both worked at Tupelo Grill, so we're going to go there, okay? And we know that the bread pudding is amazing at Tupelo Grill. In fact, I might even go to Tupelo Grill after this show and say, even though you're not open, I want you to be open because I need some bread pudding.
Yes, and can we take that to go?
Yeah, exactly. Of course, they had that question a lot too. So I might go there with an intention or with a destination in mind. And that when I sit down and Kristen greets me and says, hi, welcome to Tupelo Grill. My name's Kristen. I'm here to be your server. What can I get you started with? And I say, well, man, I want the bread pudding. And you're like, however, I know the bread pudding is great. However, have you considered this? And you present this special to me, which by the way, they're always awesome. I'm thinking, wait a minute, change course. Now let's parallel that to real estate. If someone comes into your bank and sits down and says, hey, I was thinking about buying a home. I've saved up a whole lot of money. In fact, I think I have about 20% to put down. You're like, that's fantastic. However, we also have this very nice special to present to you.
We do. And, you know, honestly, I always tell people mortgages are not one size fits all. Mm. We really are here to tailor make the loan product to fit the borrower's needs, wants, and goals. And that is really my objective as a lender. And so as you kind of dive into people, you start understanding their story. You start making relevance to who they are and what their goals are. And so maybe that 20% down isn't actually the right technique for them. Maybe it's 10% down, right, and then we're saving a little bit of money to fix up the place a little bit later down the road.
Or pay off the truck, right, or whatever it may be. Yeah, mm-hmm. There's so many variables. In fact, this isn't grandma's loan operation anymore.
It's not. There's so many opportunities
and
out there.
No offense to you, grandma. I mean, we love you too. However, things have changed a little bit.
Yes, they have.
There are more products out there. In fact, you even have in-house lending products.
We do. And it's so great. They're very competitively marketed, and we're able to service the loan in-house. We're able to underwrite it in-house, right, and make exceptions to some people's opportunity out there. You know, sometimes we get borrowers that come in and they don't have 2 years of employment. Mm. Sometimes we get borrowers that come in that are buying a house that wouldn't necessarily fit the secondary market.
Right,
and so
right,
we're able to, like I said, tailor make those loans so that we can fit for the borrower and get them approved.
Let's draw a parallel to the restaurant world. That's called gluten-free options.
You're right.
That's right. I mean, that's like, hey, I don't think I can go to that restaurant because, you know, I'm gluten intolerant. And Kristen's like, yo, hold up. Check this out. We've got this for you too. My point there is don't be afraid to ask.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid to, you know, strike up a conversation with somebody, a professional in the industry, because I think the scariest thing is just picking up the phone and calling and just starting the process. Mm-hmm. And so I am certainly there to make it a little bit more comfortable for people.
So this is why you excelled in the restaurant world, because that was your gift, your talent, right? You're greeting the customer. Mm-hmm. You're wanting to cater to the experience. Interestingly enough, just like your world today, I'm assuming, correct me if I'm wrong, the final bill is irrelevant, right? It's I want the person to have a great experience.
Right. And, you know, honestly, I don't think that people pursuing lenders that are going to be the cheapest are looking for the right things.
Right.
You know, really what you're looking for is customer service.
Right.
And being able to provide that customer service, being proactive in communication and showing up for your client when things might not look very good
right,
you know, and just being available. And so those are very important characteristics of finding a good lender.
Wow. Okay. Drawing a restaurant parallel here. That's called quality, which you find at Tupelo Grill, over quantity, which you find at, I'm going to censor myself and not make fun of anybody here. However, we all know that there are those quantity driven restaurants versus quality driven restaurants. And that's exactly what you just illustrated, Kristen.
Well, thank you. Yes,
yeah.
I'm trying.
This is the Flat at Home Show. My name is Justin Metcher. We're drawing a parallel between restaurant worlds and real estate, in the restaurant world and the real estate world. And I'm hanging out with my good friend, Kristen Hook with First Montana Bank. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's Justin Metcha with the Flat at Home Show. And you know what? Good friend of mine, Kristen Hook with First Montana Bank, is in the studio with me. And you know what? We share a passion for the industry, and we actually share a training ground to the industry called the restaurant world. And we're having a lot of fun this weekend talking about the parallels between the restaurants, the restaurant, in the real estate world. And, you know, I like the gluten-free option that we illustrated last segment. And for those of you who are in the restaurant world, perhaps considering trajectory in your own life, listen to our story. I mean, the world is big and bright out there, and the training ground that you're in right now is definitely preparing you for something greater should you will it. So Kristen, I'm thinking about the parallels in the restaurant world. And I'm thinking about, actually, I just alluded to the training. One of the greatest qualities that somebody receives as far as training in the restaurant world is communication.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Yeah, your ability to communicate. I remember one of my first serving jobs, the manager actually legitimately gave me a script and said, this is how you greet your tables, and darn it, by 90 seconds, you better have the Diet Coke on the table, right? And I remember thinking, wow, this is very mechanical. Like,
is soda machine going to keep up with that request?
I know, right? And so and what if they didn't brew the iced tea yet, right? It's like there's so many little other variables. However, it legitimately read like, hi, welcome to fill in the blank restaurant. My name is Justin Metcha. And, you know, it was just such a boring thing, although I understand the value of it, because what it was conditioning me to the conversation.
Well, and building the fundamentals of how to communicate. And I really think that my career path impacts the community very well, because I want to educate people.
Yeah.
You know, when I, at the height of 2008 into 2009, I was pregnant with my first daughter.
Okay.
And I was looking for a home, and it was not the best time to be looking for a home.
Not really.
However, I was successful. I was on a server salary.
Oh, wow.
I was 21 years old.
Wow.
And I
secured
this home.
Defying
all the odds here. I know. I secured this home, but on what terms? I was put into an adjustable rate mortgage loan.
Okay.
And I had no idea what that meant.
Right.
So after 5 years, my interest rate was supposed to go up. And in doing that, I was not prepared. I was financially a little bit strapped. We were on a fixed income. My family size was growing, and I didn't feel like I was educated in my future in home ownership.
Okay.
Which is why I make it my objective now, looking back on that, in educating people as much as possible. And so if there's something that I can give back to the community, it is being honest upfront and educating people in the process to leave them better than I found them and to be support.
That's wonderful. That's quality.
Thank you.
You know what, Kristen, you brought up a really, and in fact, those mortgages are coming back in popularity.
Yes, they are.
For obvious
yes.
reasons.
Yep.
And they're not wrong. They're not bad. what's wrong and bad is not understanding them.
Yep, you're right. You're right.
Oftentimes we'll refer to them as ARMs, mm-hmm. adjustable rate mortgages. However, yeah, I'm seeing them come back. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing them come back even with some creativity. It's pretty powerful.
It is.
You just need to understand them.
Yes, you do. And you know, also too, we have an in-house loan product, mm-hmm. but it's a balloon payment. And if you're not familiar, you know, after the 6 years as we make these payments, then at the end of those 6 years, you're paying out the balance. But there are so many great opportunities with mm-hmm. the balloon payment that we have that you'd come in with less down payment. We wouldn't require mortgage insurance.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right. And then we don't take – we have this competitive market rates that, you know, that really, like, bring us to the top and make us stand out. And so that would be a product that I may educate somebody on.
Right.
Say, you know, where will you be at in 6 years? But making sure that people understand and know what they're dealing with and what the future holds for them is important.
You know, I think that there's this image that people have far too often with lending in that it is so simple. Mm-hmm. It's you go to the bank, they throw a bunch of money in a bag, they give you the bag, they go over to the title company and close the deal, and there's your home, right? Wrong.
Wrong.
A restaurant parallel here. Lending world is a whole lot like the lounge at Tupelo Grill, where there's about 150 different bottles on those shelves, and they're all glowing and they're all shiny and they all serve a different purpose.
You're right. You're right. Yep. And they all have, you know, their own elements, characteristics.
Yep.
Taste.
And Kristen, being the magnificent bartender via lender, would say, I know, Justin, that you like this. However, what about this one?
Absolutely.
What would happen if you took this and made that, right? And of course, they do that really well at Tupelo Grill, and you do that really well with your loan programs.
Well, thank you.
How
yes.
How about that analogy? Yeah, that'll preach, Matt. So, yeah, and that's the point, though. The point that we're wanting to illustrate here is that it's a robust conversation. There's a lot going on, and you need to get started with that conversation today with a professional of quality like Kristen.
Well, thank you. Yes. And, you know, talking and consulting before you're ready to go to the market and start looking for a home is most important.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that you're in budget, that it makes sense for you, that the monthly payment makes sense.
Right, right.
Because certainly maybe you qualify. But are you comfortable with that payment? And are you comfortable in this home?
Yeah. You know what's interesting? Right now, there's a lot of conversation about rates. Like, oh, rates are too high. I'm not going to even consider purchasing. Forget that. Forget mm-hmm. that stuff right now. Mm-hmm. Rates are actually irrelevant. It's the payment that is relevant.
Yep, you're right.
And you have products that are designed so that the payment is actually still comfortable. In fact, it's interesting. You mentioned a home that you bought in 2021 or when you were 21. Do you remember the rate?
I don't remember the rate.
Neither do I.
But I remember the monthly payment.
See? Exactly. Why rates are irrelevant. Hey, friends, we're out of time. This has been a great show. Kristen, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This was really fun.
Should we be interested? How do we reach out to you?
Best way to reach out is by phone.
Yeah.
Honestly, 406-751-1731. Or you can reach me via email, khook@firstmontanabank.com.
Awesome. Kristen Hook with First Montana Bank. This is Justin Metro with the Flathead Home Show. Be safe, be well, have fun. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.